Welcome to Profiles in Valor, stories of decorated men and women serving in today's military. And now from the American Veterans Center, Tim Holbert.
Our guest this week is Hospital Men Second Class Joshua Simpson, United States Navy and recipient of the Silver Star for heroism in Operation Enduring Freedom. Welcome to the program. You joined the Navy in 2005. Can you tell us a little bit about why you joined and what made you want to be a part of the Navy?
Yes, sir. Ever since I've been a little kid, I've been interested in the military, and I've always felt that there's a lot of great freedoms in America, and they're worth fighting for, and I feel the obligation to serve my country and give something back, and that's the reason that I've joined.
And if we could, let's talk about the events of July 27th, 2007. Can you walk us through that day?
Sure. We started off, it was a joint U.S. Army, Afghan National Army, and two other Marine advisors. We went on a patrol to meet with some village elders in a nearby village. After the meeting, we pushed a little bit further east to set up an observation post. While we were conducting a security halt, we began taking small arms and RPG fire. So we basically hunkered down and returned fire. And we received a few casualties in the beginning, and so I helped take care of those guys as best as I could. Throughout the day, we continued to receive fire, and we finally decided to head back to our base. And that's when we took the majority of our casualties while walking out.
And this was a 7.5-hour battle, correct?
Yes, sir. Basically all day.
And how many enemy fighters were you up against? Do you have any idea?
I don't know. I've heard various estimates. Some of the guys said that maybe there was between 50 to 100, but I'm really not sure. They were well positioned. I never once saw the enemy. It's hard up in the mountains because there's a lot of cover and concealment, so I'm not sure how many enemies there were.
So they were pretty much sitting there waiting for you to come in?
Yes, sir. It was a well-planned, well-executed ambush. They almost had us surrounded. They caught us in a deadly crossfire when we were retrograding, so they knew what they were doing.
So how do you balance saving men who are wounded while trying not to become a casualty yourself?
That just goes back to our training. Put out suppressive fire so that I can get to the casualty to try and move to cover, and then give them the aid that I can to help them out. Sometimes you don't have a choice. You just have to go through the fire to get those guys. But, you know, I know they do the same for me, and those are my brothers out there, so I was just doing what I could to try and help them.
Obviously, this isn't a situation that many people are going to find themselves in, and I think most people would want to know what's motivating you to run out and save these men in the middle of enemy fire?
It's hard to explain. It really is like a brotherhood in the military. You know, these guys would do the same thing for you, and, you know, I don't know. I just see somebody go down or get hurt, and I want to help them out. So that's what motivated me. It was just that and seeing the other acts of bravery from the men around me. They received just as much fire as I did, so we were all in it together.
And what's going through your mind as all of this is going on, if anything, besides just the mission at hand?
There's a whole range of emotions that go through at least my mind, from excitement, strange as that sounds, to downright fear. It was definitely the scariest day of my life, but ultimately you just rely on your training and muscle memory kicks in, so you do your job
Well, in closing, is there anything I can tell that the history of the Navy, especially corpsmen, really is something that means a lot to you? Is there anything you want to say about your fellow sailors, especially your fellow corpsmen?
Just that I'm proud to work with them. I think they're great men and women who serve and who have served, so it's an honor to serve with them.
Hospitalman Second Class Joshua Simpson, thank you for your service.
Profiles in Valor is produced by the American Veterans Center and Radio America. To hear more profiles, subscribe on iTunes or visit www.americanveteranscenter.org.